All right, my name's Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer here. It's impossible to do, but I try. I'm joined here with Pastor Action Jackson Lawmeyer of Sheridan Church, and we have a caller here. Sir, what is your name and where are you from?
Calling from State 48, sir. My first name is Dave, so I'm calling from Arizona, sir.
Okay, so Dave, what is your hot take, sir?
The verse that jumps out to me today, sir, Deuteronomy 28:43. As highlighted by President Trump in the debate, foreigners who live in your land will gain more and more power while you gradually lose yours. They will have money to lend you, but you will have none to lend them. In the end, they will be your rulers. He highlighted the Springfield, Ohio, where they had a community of 39,000. They brought in 20,000 Haitians, given them social services. They've overloaded the hospital systems. They're wrecking vehicles. They're stealing community pets. All this to our detriment. So I was glad that President Trump highlighted that, because unfortunately, we have a rape culture in our world.
Now, sir, give me one second here. Don't mean to cut you off. Give me one second here, sir. I'm going to pull up the Bible verse. Give me one second there, sir. I'm going to pull this up here. Folks, I'm pulling up the Bible verse he's referencing. Sir, could you repeat that Bible verse to me one more time, sir? Deuteronomy 28, what was it? 43. Pulling it up here on the big screen here, folks. Pulling it up here. Okay, sir, back to you. Final of 15 seconds. What say you, sir?
Yeah, it's a sad story, but most people in this country value the lives of pets over people. So we allow rape to happen with the illegal invaders, but they care more about the ducks at the pond. However we can retake our country, that's all I care about, sir.
Now, again, folks, that's Deuteronomy. This is Deuteronomy 28. Pastor Jackson Lawmeyer, thanks again, caller. We really do appreciate you. Pastor Jackson, what's your take on this? You're a pastor.
So, this is actually a great chapter. So yep. Deuteronomy 28 yep. is the chapter of blessings and cursings if the people of Israel keep the covenant. So Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 15 is all the blessings. You know, you'll be the head, not the tail, above, not beneath, blessed come in. You see all that.
Yep.
That's the first part. If you keep the covenant.
If you keep the covenant.
Then from 15 all the way down, scroll all the way down. I think it's 15 to 68, 69, something like that.
Okay.
That's all the curses.
That's what you don't want to do.
So this is what will happen. These are the curses if you break the covenant.
Right.
And so I think you could say America has broken covenant with God. Therefore, as a result, one of the curses is the foreigners will overtake your land.
And I'm telling you, folks, this stuff is all happening now. The Bible was not written to scare. It was written to prepare. Now, one of the things about the Bible that I love so much is it is the word of God.
Yeah.
You're hearing from God. So sign number 13, Matthew chapter 24. Some people call this the Olivet sermon, the sermon on the, what do you call the Olivet?
Discourse. They call
Olivet
it the Olivet
discourse. And this is where Jesus is talking with his apostles.
Yep.
One of his final messages. And his apostles are going, hey man, how do we know when you're coming back? And so Jesus tells them, and Matthew writes it down in Matthew chapter 24. Luke writes down his account, Luke 21. Yep. Mark writes it down, Mark 13. So it's the same thing, but from three different perspectives. And so I thought we'd just take a second here before we go to the break and just read to you what Matthew wrote down. In Matthew, in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21. Folks, I'm giving you like a multi-year Bible study all on one show, okay? So these apostles, they come to Jesus, they said, hey, how do we know when you're coming back? And he says here, and Jesus answered them and said, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. But see that you not be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Jesus, that's not very encouraging. They shall deliver you up to be afflicted. They shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity, not following God's laws, shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto nations. And then shall the end come. So, folks, if you're listening to today's show and you say, what can I do? Find somebody that you know in your life that you have influence over and share the word of God with them. Share the gospel in the air everywhere. My name is Clay Clark, calling for Owen Schroyer. We'll be back after the break.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance, or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor or just take our word for it and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
And we're back. My name is Clay Clark, filling in for Owen Schroyer, joined here with Pastor Action Jackson Lallmeyer. His church, if you want to learn more about his ministry, is SheridanChurch.com. SheridanChurch.com. That is the website. Or Sheridan.Church. Sheridan.Church. Also, if you want to support the InfoWars show, and by the way, if you're listening to today's show and you haven't bought something from the InfoWars store, let me give you a shameless sales pitch. Are you ready?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
It's September 12th.
Yep.
And a little phrase that I like to say in the office is, what better way to say I love you than by buying your Christmas gifts for your family and friends before September 13th? Mm. That's something I like to say. I don't say it aloud a lot. It's just something I like to say. And so I want to encourage everybody out there today, I mean it. Go there right now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and find something that you can buy. They've got great products. They've got great supplements, books, shirts. Find something.
The shirts are the best.
Buy that thing. Those shirts are hot.
Oh, they got some great shirts.
Look at the gear. Buy something and then text us proof that you bought something to my cell phone number, okay? So buy a shirt, buy a flag, buy a hat, buy it all. And then text me proof that you bought something to 918-851-0102. That's a great way to support the Alex Jones show, the InfoWars program, the InfoWars Nation. Also a great way to get your holiday, your Christmas gifts taken care of. And if you want to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour, just text me proof of purchase to my cell phone number, 918-851-0102. And again, folks, the Reawaken America Tour, the final stop, October 18th and 19th in Selma, North Carolina. Peter Navarro, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Eric Trump, Laura Trump, Roger Stone, hello, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Christina Bob. It is going to be a great lineup. Jim Brewer, Cash Patel, Roseanne, get those tickets, timetofreeamerica.com. Again, get those tickets, the final Reawaken America Tour, timetofreeamerica.com. So Pastor Jackson, we're talking about 119 biblical prophetic events that I believe are taking place right now.
Oh yeah,
Matthew 24, do you see it happening?
Oh, yeah, you just read it. For those who didn't hear it, it talks about the wars, rumors of wars, pestilence, earthquake, all the stuff that's happening in our world. Have you noticed things are accelerating, right? There's an acceleration, and that was what Jesus was referring to. And then Jesus makes a couple statements. They ask him, when will the end be? What will be the sign? He says, when this gospel is preached all around the world, then the end will come. Well, guess what, Clay? The gospel has been preached all around the world.
It's happening.
And then Jesus says, look to the fig tree. When you see the fig tree blossom, referring to the nation of Israel, he says, this generation will not pass. When did the fig tree blossom?
1948.
What does the Bible define as a generation? There's kind of three different answers. 60 years, 80 years, and 100 years. There's not one number for a generation. Well, if you take those, you say 60 to 100 years, 1948 from 60 to 100 years, we're right in the middle.
We are right there. Sign number 14, then we'll take our next caller. Sign number 14. What does it say in Luke chapter 17, verse 28 through 30? Well, it says it's going to be like as in the days of Lot or Sodom and Gomorrah before the return of Christ. And I look at it and I say to myself, we've got fallen angels mating with humans before the flood. That's the book of Noah, Genesis. Mm-hmm. We had perpetual violence and wickedness before the flood. By the way, the Hebrew word for perpetual violence and wickedness is Hamas.
Yep.
So you got transhumanism going on before the flood. You got sexual immorality before the flood. People's thoughts were perpetually on evil. It looks to me like that's happening at scale right now. Do you agree that we are living through what could be, I mean, the abortions we're having in America, abortions are a sacrifice to Baal. How many abortions are we doing as a country per year? To me, I believe it's as in the days of Lot. Maybe you disagree.
No, I think you're spot on. As in the days of Lot, you know, the marking for the days of Lot was what? It was Sodom and Gomorrah, and it was sexual immorality. It was mob rape. It was, you know, you go read the story. It's disgusting, right?
Right.
It's disgusting stuff. And look at the culture we live in.
It's bad.
Disgusting. And so, yeah, the days of Lot are very similar to today. And then also the days of Noah.
Now, I want to take a caller here. We have a caller coming in hot here. This just in. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Clay. My name is Heidi. I'm in New Jersey.
Oh, it's the only state in America, New Jersey. I'm sure James let you right through our call screener because he loves New Jersey. What is your hot take, caller?
My hot take is, you know, there are so many things going on every day. You know, everything feels like a distraction against the two major issues, in my opinion, which is the open border and the election. And those two things go hand in hand. And I'm concerned with what we saw in the debate with the 3-on-1 against Trump. If they could cheat in a debate, they're going to cheat in an election.
You know what? That's a great take. I've got a brief comment on that. Thank you so much for joining us. Folks, I'll say this, you know, the Reawakened Tour, the amazing money losing machine that I've created with General Flynn. This thing, you know, I am being deposed, subpoenaed, sued. And for anybody out there that doesn't know, the person suing me for defamation, his name is Eric Coomer. And I mention this because anytime I talk about this, I have to use great specificity. One, out of respect for the rule of law and respect out of the facts. And so I'm being sued for defamation. So you start to say, well, who is Eric Coomer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Eric Coomer is the former head of security and strategy for Dominion. That's not my opinion. Let me pull this up.
This is job title.
This is job title. And so he was working as the former head of security and strategy for Dominion.
Okay.
And so you start to say, well, what is the word defamation? What does that mean? Well, the word defamation is the action of damaging the good reputation of someone to slander or libel.
Okay.
So I start to think, well, can Eric Coomer sue me for defamation? Because the word reputation is the widespread belief that someone or something has about a particular habit or characteristic of a person, you know?
Yeah.
From a person. So Eric Coomer, he has this deposition. He does. It's 5 hours long. I put it up on the screen so people can see it. But, you know, he's suing me for defamation. And the things that he's admitted to during his own deposition at the 1 hour or at the 2 hour and 53 minute mark, he said that only an absolute effing idiot could ever vote for that windbag fascist racist F, referring to Trump. He said that during his deposition. He admitted at the 3 hour and 10 minute mark that he posted online a song called Pigs for the Slaughter. At the 3 hour and 13 minute mark of this deposition, he posted F the USA. You know, at the 1 hour and 42 minute mark, he admits to previously being a skinhead. This is a guy who is connected to the 12 patents connected to election adjudication. Why am I saying all this? He admitted during his deposition at the 1 hour and 43 minute mark that, yeah, he was a former addict of, you know, drugs, the cocaine and the heroin. This is a guy who admitted that he posted comments that indicated he was, you know, pro Antifa. He said it was satire. Then he ran a moving vehicle into a parked building and police were wearing a body cam to get his interpretation of the series of events. That's fascinating. I've got all the social media posts here posted at timetofreeamerica.com so people can see it. And again, this is a guy connected to the patents. And someone says, how can you prove that? We just go to Google right now. It's a new thing. The kids are using it. You just go to Google, you type in Eric Coomer and patents. You know, you could see the patents.
Wow.
So I'm being sued. I get it. Alex Jones has been sued. I get it. This is called what? Lawfare, mm-hmm. persecution, whatever this is called. And the reason why we're doing this Reawakened Tour is we want to save this country.
Yeah.
And to the caller's point, this guy, Eric Coomer, is connected to 12 patents, 12 patents connected to election and integrity. And this is the guy who's connected to election integrity. And to my knowledge, and somebody out there can correct me if I'm wrong, I happen to know a lot of people that are very in the know. I don't believe anything fundamentally has changed about the way the election integrity will be used in this election versus the last one.
It's going to be a problem.
So whether we call it too big to rig, whether I call it delusional optimism, whether I call it, please, Jesus, help us. I don't know what I'm calling.
I think there's going to have to be an intervention from God himself.
I believe it.
It has to be.
I mean, I have to say this. I'll say this. I'll provide a little dramatic pause after this. if America is saved, it was God.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean,
absolutely.
God uses people, but I mean, it was God. There's no way to say, oh, yeah, you know, it was, I mean, let's talk about this. I mean, Alex Jones, if it wasn't for InfoWars, how many people watching today's show would have no idea what's going on? I mean, millions. God used Alex. Alex answered the call. Alex, his voice sounds like he's been trying to save the country for two consecutive decades. I mean, if Alex Jones was on the show today, he'd say, my name's Alex Jones. I'm filling in for Owen Troyer here on InfoWars. And on today's show, we're talking about 119 biblical. And you're going, wow.
Yeah.
You've been through a lot.
He's got the voice.
I mean, he has been fighting, right?
He's got the voice.
So God uses people. Imperfect people. And I believe God used Alex Jones in a tremendous way to wake people up. I'm so thankful for Alex Jones. And if you're watching today's show and you don't hate yourself, now you hate yourself, don't feel pressure. But if you don't hate yourself, I encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and find something that you can buy. Get those Christmas gifts early. Support the InfoWars program. And now we get into our next, I'm going through 119 biblical prophetic events that I believe are happening right now. Sign number 16, Matthew chapter 24. Is the world like it was as in the days of Noah? I would submit to you, yes. And Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 24, verse 37, it'll be like as in the days of Noah before the return of Christ. Pastor Jackson, what say you?
Well, you go to Genesis chapter 6. There's three things that mark the days of Noah. Because Jesus says it's going to be like in the days of Noah, wouldn't it be good to know
three things?
What it was like during the days of Noah. The Bible says corruption filled the earth.
Corruption filled the earth.
Violence, Hamas filled the earth. And you have the sons of God intermingling with the daughters of men, creating this
Nephilim,
this offspring,
right?
Super human offspring. And so Jesus says, at my return, it'll be like it was in the days of Noah. So therefore, I think it's safe to say corruption has filled the earth.
I agree with that.
Hamas has filled the earth.
Amen to that.
And this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, and
right,
these other characters, what's the major push? Elon Musk, it is transhumanism.
You know what? Let me do this real quick. I'm going to play a couple video clips, not because I like these video clips, but let me hit play here. I want people to really just marinate on these clips. I got two clips I want to play for. Here we go, folks.
Place at that point, the system that is in place.
COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. We want to stop this epidemic. We need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Sounds a lot like Mark of the Beast. Here's Elon Musk.
That was when we agreed.
That's what he says.
Did you agree?
I did not agree. This guy, you've all known her. This is Elon Musk commenting on mRNA technology. Watch this.
Do you see any positive effects in the COVID pandemic?
I think there are many, many silver linings. The advancement of synthetic RNA was accelerated significantly because of COVID.
I think there's going to be a lot of breakthroughs on the medical front, particularly around synthetic mRNA. You can basically do anything with synthetic RNA, DNA. It's like a computer program. So, I mean, I think with enough with effort, that's not too crazy. You could probably stop aging, reverse it if you want. You can basically do anything. You can turn someone into a freaking butterfly if you want with the right DNA.
I mean, to me, that sounds a lot like transhumanism. That's how I look at it. Let's move on here. Sign number 17, Amos chapter 1, verse 7 to verse 7. Now, folks, Amos chapter 1, verse 7. I don't know if people know this, but Amos talked about how this place called Gaza would be completely destroyed before the return of Christ.
Yep.
And I maybe I'm reading it wrong. What's your thoughts?
No, it's a Amos is a prophet, and it's really interesting because he specifically references to Gaza, and people need to know this. In biblical Israel, Gaza, modern-day Gaza, is where the Philistines were. So that area is the Philistines.
Like the giant.
Yeah, the Philistines are there. Yeah. And the term Palestine came from Emperor Hadrian of the Roman Empire around the year 130. He changed the name from the land of Judah. He changed it to Palestina, which is Philistine in Latin. So think about the connection there. You've got Gaza, which is where modern day Philistines would have been.
Yeah.
And Palestine, isn't that the big battle? Is it Palestine?
It's so wild and so specific, and the Bible
specific.
27% of the Bible is prophetic. 73% of the Bible is historical. We have a caller calling in here. I'm not prophetic, but I do believe in the future. Starting right now, we may have a caller. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hey, my name is Cliff. I'm from Georgia.
Cliff from Georgia. What's your hot take, sir?
Man, today the judge threw out several of the election integrity charges against President Trump. That means Fannie Willis is going down, baby.
She's going down. Fannie Willis is going down.
Now, it was Fannie.
Now, okay, Fannie Willis is going down. Okay. Now, sir, I want to get your thoughts on this. I mean, Fannie Willis, you've obviously spent some time looking into her and looking her up. I know she's probably one of your favorite people. What's your thoughts on just Fannie Willis?
Person of great integrity.
I think this criminal cabal that we've been fighting so much against, I think they're meeting their match here, and that's the Constitution. And, patriots are winning.
Patriots are winning. Thank you for the call there, sir. We greatly appreciate you. James, we're moving on to the next caller. Here we go. And we're moving on here. And Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4, sign number 18. Did you know that Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4, again, it prophesied this idea that Gaza would be destroyed?
Mm-hmm.
And I, again, did you feel like that's happening?
It's happening right now.
It's literally happening right now. I said I want it to happen. I'm not saying I don't want it to happen. I'm not saying I wake up every day going, yeah.
But you can't deny. You can't deny that it's happening.
Right. And you need a beverage. You need a beverage or a coffee cup or a
fighting
9-volt battery. Okay. I'm just saying. I when I read these things, I think some people think, well, you want this to happen. I said I want it to happen. I'm not saying I don't want it to happen. This is what the Bible said is going to happen.
There's nothing you can do to stop it from happening.
And God is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I don't think a lot of people think about it that way.
Right.
So Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4, it says that Gaza, Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 4, says that Gaza will be in an unprecedented conflict with Israel. That is a fact. Folks, sign number 19, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. I don't know if people know this. The Bible prophesied that Damascus, Syria, will be completely destroyed into a ruinous heap before the return of Christ. And guess where a lot of weapons are being stored right now? In Damascus, Syria. We have another caller calling in here. This is the Damascus, Syria hotline. Sir, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Bart Fine, and I'm in Georgia, sir.
Bart, okay. What's your hot take, sir?
Well, Mark of the Beast. There's multiple marks of the beast. Like, I see these people with the church, and they got masks on, and they're not against the vaccine. And these Jehovah's Witnesses down here hate me because I just gave them the Alex Jones speech. But there are multiple marks of the beast, the mask, the vaccine, the 6 feet apart, and it never ends.
So you believe there are multiple signs of the mark of the beast?
Yeah, these are marks of control by the government, which is evil, obviously, and to control us, 6 feet apart, the mask, don't talk to anybody, don't talk to your neighbors. It's totally antisocial and anti-Christ, anti-God, anti-good.
Well, I'll say this, wearing the mask certainly was a demand to cover the image of God. Standing 6 feet apart as part of a satanic cult. I think you have great wisdom there, sir. Moving on to our next caller. Sign number 19, Isaiah chapter 17, verse 1. I don't know if people are aware of this, but again, Damascus, Syria is where major amounts of weapons are being stored. And if there was a massive conflict between Israel and these countries prophesied in Ezekiel chapter 38, I believe Damascus would be turned into a ruinous heap. Now we move on to sign number 20, Daniel chapter 7, verse 25. This is wild stuff here. Yuval Noah Harari is now saying that we need to change the times and the laws. I'm going to pull this up. Folks, I don't sit there and conjure up these things. Yuval is saying that we need to create a temple. This is what Yuval Noah Harari is saying. He's saying right now that he wants to rebuild a temple and declare new times and laws. Watch this, folks.
So you have these dreams about a world without hierarchy, without injustice, without poverty, and which means, in effect, a world with completely different laws than the laws we recognize, that we are familiar with. And the idea is that there would be this magical moment, the revolution of the crusade, or we'll rebuild the temple, or we'll create a new perfect utopian society. And it will be a moment of historical redemption.
He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
Pastor Jackson, do you see a connection between Yuval saying, hey, we got to rebuild this third temple, and the prophetic aspects of the Bible?
Oh, absolutely. And so the third temple is key, because it's in the third temple where the abomination of desolation takes place, which Jesus talks about in Matthew 24. And so here you have Yuval Noah Harari. He is like preparing the way. You remember John the Baptist?
Yes.
He would prepare the way
for Jesus.
Uh-huh. It seems like this guy is doing his very best to prepare the way for who we refer to as the Antichrist. And so, like I said, he's doing a good job applying for that specific role.
Now, watch this clip here. This is going to blow your mind. This is Barack Obama. I know the InfoWars Nation loves Barack Obama. Here we go.
This is a Hindu little statuette of the monkey god Hanuman.
Monkey god.
That a woman gave me.
The Bible mentions time and time again about how we should not follow false idols made with men's hands. We'll take a look at what we're seeing this very day near Houston, Texas. Photos show America's new third tallest statue. Astonishing photos of a 90-foot statue of Hindu god Lord Hanuman, the third largest statue in the United States. The statue's unveiling on Sunday marks rapidly changing religious demographics.
Okay, so the third largest statue in America is now in Sugar Land, Texas. It's 90 feet tall. In Daniel chapter 3, guess what Nebuchadnezzar built before he made people bow down and worship it every day? He built a 90-foot tall statue, and he said, if you don't worship that thing, I'm going to kill you. And guess what just went up in Texas?
That's wild.
A 90-foot tall statue. Folks, this is some wild stuff. Folks, watch this.
And this is sadly what we're seeing increase in today's world.
Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces, to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors and captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then an herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. Whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace."
Folks, this statue was just built in Sugar Land, Texas. 90-foot tall statue, third tallest statue in the United States. Look at that thing, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break.
You want your shot to own this piece of pure Americana, the most powerful, amazing truck in the world today? It's real simple. You go to thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. You can enter for free by putting in your email, or when you buy great t-shirts or amazing knives and so many other great products that fund the InfoWar, you get entered 5 to 10 times for every purchase. Now, you're getting the colors I like the best, this dark green, this black, the red pinstripe. But what really matters is the shocks, the giant tires, the engine. Folks, I've had a lot of big trucks, but I'm telling you, they don't even compare to this. Be part of this, be part of history, be part of saving the Republic. And believe me, you want this truck. TheAlexJonesStore.com. I'll see you there, and I can't wait to find out who the lucky winner is going to be. I'm telling you, this is better than sex. The United States is like one of the top or most sick countries in the world. We spend more than anybody else per capita on medicine. This looks like it's going to get to a very bad place because, like I said earlier, all I see is the people that own the medical system, the banks, the insurance companies, big pharma doubling down.
All I have discovered that I can do is try to get things into the hands of patients as much as possible. That includes medication, that includes information, that includes awareness. And we have to help people navigate the system. Unfortunately, Alex, I think where it's going to go is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Explain what the wellness company does. And again, it's a lot bigger than just COVID or monkeypox. I mean, you're talking about a total one shop to talk to nurses, doctors, online medicine, everything. This is a revolution, and it's the answer to where you don't have big pharma ordering all the big pharmacies not to prescribe stuff because they want you to buy their drugs like Remdesivir or whatever. I mean, this is revolutionary, and people need to understand it. So spend a few minutes about why you joined the wellness company and what it's doing.
People, I think, are fearful of getting healthcare because it's going to be terribly expensive. The reality is you can deliver healthcare for the vast majority of your needs extremely effectively. We can do it. We can get cost effective. We can get medication in your hands.
What you guys are doing is getting people directly in touch with doctors, nurses, practitioners, and others, and everything that they need. That's why I'm so excited about the wellness company and onlinehealthnow.com. Everybody needs to mark that down and get ahead of this in these uncertain times.
If you don't allow medical practitioners to practice medicine and you do it from a centralized authority, it is destructive for the patients. It is dangerous. And the more centralized, the more dangerous. And I don't know why in the world we would contemplate going and signing for a World Economic, World Health Organization so-called treaty to give them fiat authority over duly elected officials. That to me is the scariest, most evil idea I've ever heard. Your most effective unit is right back to you, your family, and somebody whom you contact to use their judgment to help you.
Link to use is onlinehealthnow.com. One word, onlinehealthnow.com. Thank you so much, sir.
Appreciate it, Alex. Thank you so much.
Well, that was a great interview. And again, he's one of the most prominent doctors in the world. And you could say, kind of more mainline or whatever, but even he has come a long way and he's been standing up for free speech. And so the wellness company are awesome folks. They're a huge sponsor. These folks are the one-stop shop, and they've also got their spike protein detox on the site as well. So be sure and visit right now onlinehealthnow.com. Onlinehealthnow.com. Again, I want to thank Dr. Drew for coming on.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, folks, my name is Clay Clark. I'm filling in for Owen Schroyer here. And if you're tuning in for the show right now, if you're tuning into the show, I encourage everybody, as a housekeeping note, get on over to InfoWarsStore.com and buy anything at all from the InfoWars store, show store right there, because this is your opportunity, Pastor Jackson, to buy your Christmas gifts early.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're really not a proactive American if you're not buying your Christmas gifts from InfoWarsStore.com to begin with, but you're really, really not a proactive person if you're not buying your Christmas gifts before September 13th.
Very important.
I mean, you don't want to get behind. So I encourage everybody out there, go to InfoWarsStore.com, buy anything at all, then text me proof of purchase to my cell phone number. My cell phone number is 918-851-0102. You have a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America Tour. And if you want to join us for the final Reawaken America Tour, you can also request those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. Or if you want to join the program, join the conversation, all you got to do is go to Time2FreeAmerica.com, or you can text the number 918-851-0102. You find the number right there, 918-851-0102. That'll get you a chance to join the conversation today. We're joined here with a caller today. The true story, we took the Reawaken America Tour into California. And Devin Nunes, good friends of President Donald J. Trump, the man who runs Truth Social, the CEO of Truth Social, he said, Clay, you've got to go to Crawdaddy's. Mm. So we hosted our after party event, our meet and greet at Crawdaddy's. Jackson, did you go to Crawdaddy's?
I actually wasn't in.
Bro!
I missed it. I know. I heard everybody talking about
it. Let me sell you on the dream here, okay?
All right.
The guy who runs this thing, he started a radiator shop of some kind, okay? And his vision, though, was to open up a fine dining restaurant. And I'm not kidding. This is the best food I've ever had in my life. They've got live music on the first floor. On the second floor, it's sort of a bar restaurant area. On the third floor is sort of like the penthouse where you only get to go via invitation. He lowered his standards. I snuck my way into the third floor. I got a chance to have a great meal with him and General Flynn there on the third floor. That's crawdaddiesvisalia.com. And I believe that Keith, the founder of Crawdaddies, is on the phone right now. And I mean this sincerely. He makes the best steak in America.
Ooh.
And I love steak. And I'm being serious. The best steak, the best lobster in America. He's a great patriot. He did not comply with the lockdowns. Keith, are you calling in? Is this Keith?
Yes, it is, sir.
Oh, my gosh. I want to cry right now. Keith, what is your hot take, sir?
I heard that I'm on InfoWars.
You are. You're on InfoWars right now. We're filling in for Owen Schroyer. What is your hot take, sir?
What is my hot take? My hot take is, I don't know. First of all, I'm just thrilled to be on InfoWars. I never in my life would have imagine being on InfoWars. And I want you to tell Alex, if he's ever in Devin Nunes country in Visalia, California, I want him to come have the biggest steak in town on me. The best one too, right, Clay?
It's the best steak ever. And I got to ask you, sir, you decided to not submit to the lockdowns, the quarantines, the curfews, the jackassery. Why did you decide to defy the lockdowns, the quarantines, the curfews, despite living in communist California?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll give you the cliff note. I walked into the kitchen. It was cold in the winter, and they were saying, some of my staff members had tears in their eyes. They said, we're not going to be able to get welfare or whatever, or unemployment. And I said, well, that was the final straw. I said, we're not going to close. And it's the best decision that I ever made. I talked to God and said, man, watch out for me. And I'm going to do this. And it was the best decision I ever made.
Well, brother, thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate you. That's Keith. That website is crawdaddiesvisalia.com. They're incredible. That's Keith. Love that guy. Now we're moving on. We're breaking down these biblical events that are taking place. We're going through 119 today. We are on sign number 21. Revelation chapter 6, verse 5 through 6. Pastor Jackson, the Bible in the book of Revelation, it prophesied we would have hyperinflation.
Super hyperinflation.
I want to get your thoughts on this. A lot of people say, really? The Bible?
Oh, yeah.
Prophesied hyperinflation? I say, yes, it did. And they go, I didn't know that. I heard a voice. It says, when he had opened up the third seal, I heard the beast say, come and see, and I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts, a measure of wheat for a penny and three measures of barley for a penny. And see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. I want to get your thoughts on that, about the Bible prophesying hyperinflation.
Yeah, it's basically saying that a day's wage would only be able to buy a loaf of bread. So you think about that. What's a day's wage? You know,
$100.
$100. So, you know, you get $100 and you can't even buy a loaf of bread. That's how much the inflation will be. And although we haven't reached that yet, we are on our way.
I do believe so. Now, site number 22, MIT has created this thing, and I'm going to go 90 miles an hour. Hopefully, if everyone can follow me here. MIT created this thing called the quantum dot. MIT created this thing called the quantum dot. Now, the quantum dot stores your medical and financial records under your skin. That's the MIT quantum dot. Looks a lot like the mark of the beast. MIT created the quantum dot. Now, follow me, folks. There's this MIT created this thing called this is real stuff. I'm not making this up. This is the MIT quantum dot. Okay. So now the name of the new financial system being rolled out is called Quant.network. This will power the central bank digital currencies.
OK, Okay.
Okay.
It's like a supercomputer.
New form of technology that allows communication to happen at a speed that we once only dreamed of. This just in, China and Russia have announced they can now communicate via an unhackable quantum satellite link. And the basis for quantum technology is graphene. And graphene is in the shots.
Oh.
So, MIT creates the quantum dot,
yep,
which stores your medical financial records under the skin. The technology that will power the programmable central bank digital currencies is called Quant.network. China and Russia have announced, hey, we've got this unhackable quantum satellite link system. And the basis for quantum computing is graphene.
Okay.
It, to me, looks as though Mark of the Beast technology is being rolled out. I want to get your reaction to that.
Well, I mean, it's like one of those coincidences. It's just like all these things tying together. It's hard not to say that we are living through the Book of Revelation.
You know, MIT was funded by, someone says, well, who would fund this stuff? Epstein funded the MIT lab that rolled out this technology. Jeffrey Epstein, the world's most prolific pedophile.
Oh, yeah.
He had a temple on his island, not to pray to Jesus, but to pray to Satan. So I just want to get your thoughts on this. I think a lot of Christians, and I'm not attacking listeners, I'm just going to attack myself. I think a lot of times we don't prophesy the parts of the Bible that we don't like. Like, we don't say, hey, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
We don't stand on the word of God and say, this is going to happen.
Right.
But I think a lot of satanic people, such as Jeffrey Epstein, these guys are all in for their faith, their satanic faith. I mean, this guy put a temple on his island. He's funding the creation of the Mark of the Beast technology. Bill Gates also funded the MIT lab, and he has a satanic spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich.
Isn't Epstein and Gates real close?
Right.
Isn't that why Bill Gates, his wife left him or something like that?
Yes. Bill Gates has a satanic spiritual advisor by the name of Marina Abramovich, who's known for spirit cooking. Spirit cooking.
What's that?
Spirit cooking. This is Marina Abramovich, folks. This is Marina Abramovich. This is the spiritual advisor. This is the kind of sick stuff these psychopaths are doing. This is gross. I mean, this is like mimicking cannibalism, mimicking all sorts of pseudo sex magic craziness. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that Bill Gates, this is his spiritual advisor. These people, I'm telling you folks, they are trying to usher in the Mark of the Beast technology. So sign number 23, Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 through 18. I believe that the Mark of the Beast technology that the Bible prophesied, it is being created. Now, I want to get your thoughts on that. Do you believe it is being created? If you're watching today's show, do you believe that the Mark of the Beast technology is being created? I want to hear from you. So what I want you to do right now is if you want to chime in, go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. You can text in the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. Get those tickets for the Reawaken America Tour, October 18th and 19th, Selma, North Carolina. Selma, North Carolina, just outside of Raleigh, the final Reawaken America Tour, October 18th and 19th. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. We'll be right back after the...
I'm asking viewers to just sit back for a moment and really think about the success InfoWars has had. And InfoWars isn't just me. It's not just the crew. It's not just our guest. It's all of you, the viewers and listeners that give us intel, that spread the word, that support the broadcast. In the 30-year history of me being on air and 27 years of InfoWars, we have changed the world. And because we researched the globalist owned documents, we knew their game plan. I didn't learn all this stuff out of some Palantir crystal ball. I did it by reading the books and publications that these creatures put out, because they communicate with each other and are very honest about their diabolical plan for world government, depopulation, transhumanism, total robot control. And I believe in humanity. I bet on you because I was betting on myself, and I know that it's always darkest right before the dawn. And so now in 2024, so close to this election, it is more critical than ever to not just keep InfoWars on the air, But to not take the reports and the videos and the articles and the interviews and to get those out to everybody you know. I understand that's really stating the obvious, but we have to understand how urgent the moment is and really redouble our efforts. And I'm saying that myself. I'm on the air 7 days a week. I'm doing a lot of interviews. I'm doing more special reports. We're going out in the field. We are busting our ass because the future destiny of humanity is really on the line right now. Now, a critical part of InfoWars continuing on and hopefully even expanding into the future is your support. And we make it so easy. We bring you the very best products that are out there that will empower and enrich your life at very competitive, affordable prices. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Read the 5-star reviews for the great InfoWars MD line and the other great supplements as well. They really are incredible. They're the very best that the supplement industry has to offer, and they really work. That's why people love them. The fastest growing industry in the United States, other than AI, is supplements year after year for 30 years because people are seeing the incredible effects. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are more than 15 products under the InfoWars MD line, and they're all amazing. But some of my favorites are the Nitric Boost that cleans out the blood, the cardiovascular system, and has a lot of great side effects that men will particularly notice. You need to check it out for yourself. You hear the callers talking about it all the time without me even prompting them. It is amazing. Then you've got Joint Relief Max. That is a natural pain reliever. Works really, really well in a healthy way. You have Turmeric 95. 95% curcuminoid. This is where we get the turmeric for Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're both excellent. InfoWars MD. We've got the full spectrum CBD gummies, 25 milligrams. Great anti-inflammatory. Isn't a downer, isn't a depressant, but makes you very relaxed and focused. It's almost like a stimulant in a weird way, but it's different. And then, of course, we've got other great products for women and men, Ageless Vitality, just high-quality collagen. All of this funds our operation. And, of course, these are 25-milligram gummies. They work great. We have 1,000-milligram tincture that is made by one of the top manufacturers in the country who sells it at retail for twice the price we sell it, then they discount it. Even at the discount, we're selling it for about 50% less than the actual manufacturer does. There's not as much profit, but it's a great deal. 1,000 milligram CBD oil, InfoWars MD, that's the tincture. Then we've got all these other amazing products from InfoWars MD as well. They're excellent, and it funds the operation. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line. While you're at it, get a high-quality water filtration, get storable food, get books, get films, get T-shirts. All of it will enrich your life, inform your mind, and keep us on the air. That's critical right now. I humbly thank you for your support. Now please go to InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Clay Clark. I'm filling in here for Owen Schroyer today on the InfoWars program. Again, my name's Clay Clark. I'm the host of the Reawaken America Tour with General Flynn, where we take the truth in the air everywhere. Our final event that we're doing is going to be in Selma, North Carolina. We're going to be joined by America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, Eric Trump, Alina Haba, Peter Navarro. We'll be joined by Roger Stone. We'll be joined by Laura Trump, Eric Trump, General Flynn, Cash Patel, Jim Brewer, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Sean Foyt, so many great leaders and patriots will be joining us there for the final Reawaken America tour. So if you can get there, folks, I would encourage you to get those tickets at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. Again, get those tickets right now at timetofreeamerica.com. That's going to be Selma, North Carolina. When is it going to be? October 18th and 19th. And if you mention that you've heard about the Reawaken America tour from today's broadcast from the Owen Schroyer show, you do have a chance to win a backstage pass for this final Reawaken America tour. And now we're going to go ahead and take a caller. We're going to take a call from a listener out there. And if you want to join the conversation today, simply text the number 918-851-0102. 918-851-0102. And here we go. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Jim. I'm calling from upstate New York.
And so, Jim, what is your hot take, sir?
Well, my hot take is you guys are spot on. You're definitely letting us all see what's going on and giving us a good take. I was thinking maybe you guys could talk about First and Second Ezra.
First and Second Ezra. Where do you want to go with that, sir?
Well, I'm looking at the small feather. If Joe Biden is a small feather, if he gets kicked out of office, he would be the small feather, would he not?
You know what, sir? That is some deep biblical knowledge. I encourage everybody out there to do their research into what you're saying. And again, I appreciate you calling in today, sir.
All right, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you, brother. All right, so we're going to go ahead and pull up some more. I want to get to all 119 events. These are prophetic events that the Bible said that would happen, and I believe they are happening right now. So we move on to sign number 24. The Guardian of the Nation statue, the Guardian of the Nation statue, is located right in front of the United Nations. Why is the Guardian of the Nations statue located in front of the United Nations building? What does it even mean? Let me pull this up real quick here. This is so important that we see this, the symbolism. Why is there a statue that is in front of the United Nations called the Guardian of the Nations statue that seems to fulfill the exact prophecy of Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. Why? I mean, why is this statue? Look at this thing here, folks. Revelation chapter 13, verse 2 says, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and his great authority. And if you look up the Guardian of the Nations statue, look at this thing. I don't see how you could see it as being anything else other than the statue, other than the image prophesied in Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. Sign number 25, 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Bible tells us that in the latter days, people are going to completely, essentially abandon the eating of meat. There'll be a worldwide push to not eat meat. Well, guess what? Yuval Noah Harari is trying to convince you not to eat meat. Guess what's happening? Bill Gates is trying to convince you not to eat meat. Watch this, folks. Here we go.
Lab-grown meat could be served on a menu near you soon. The Agriculture Department just approved two California companies to sell chicken grown in steel tanks using cells that come from an animal, egg, or a special bank of stored cells. It will first be available at restaurants in San Francisco and Washington, D.C., all before hitting stores. I don't know how I feel about this one, you guys.
It might be served on a menu near me, but it won't be served on a menu to me.
Yeah. What do the kids say these days? Hard pass.
There you go, Paul.
Yeah, no.
Meat is one of the biggest sources of air pollution and water pollution around the world. Now, if you tell these people, no, you can't eat meat because it ruins the environment, they won't accept. But there is new technologies that you can produce meat just by growing it in cells. It's called cultured meat or clean meat. And it is much more ecological. It's also much more ethical because if you want a hamburger, you don't need to raise a cow and then kill the cow to have an hamburger. You just grow the hamburger.
Oh, that's enough. That's enough. You've all know Harari. That's enough from Bill Gates. But that's what they're wanting to do. I mean, we're seeing 1 Timothy chapter 4 happen right now. Sign number 26, Daniel chapter 7. Folks, why did Yuval Noah Harari show up on the world stage at the very time that the Euphrates River dried up? Well, the Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 7 of these events that would take place. And I simply believe that right now that Yuval Noah Harari, the man that wrote this book, he's the world's best-selling author. He just sold 65 million copies of his books. I believe this man, Yuval Noah Harari, sincerely wants the job of being the Antichrist prophet. I'm telling you, this guy, Yuval Noah Harari, he's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, Gates, MIT, Stanford, Harvard. His name, Yuval Noah Harari in Hebrew. Yuval means father of music. Noah, as in the days of Noah. Harari means shall ascend to the mountaintop. I mean, this guy, he wants to ban the eating of meat. He's openly gay. He rejects the God of his fathers. This is a guy who is calling for rebuilding the third temple and changing the times and the laws. He wants to rewrite the Bible using AI. Wow, that is Yuval Noah Harari. We have time for another caller. Another caller's calling in right now here. Caller, here we go. Caller, what is your name and what's your hot take?
Omar from California.
Yes, Omar. What's your hot take, sir?
Hey, brother. We have a few shops here in California, in the Central Valley and in the Bay Area. What used to be the beautiful Bay Area, now it's just a giant dumpster. But just want to say, they are dropping all these crazy people, homeless, immigrants, all over the red towns and counties in California. They are specifically going to the Republican areas where it's red, and they are just wrecking them with all this, like, it looks like an invasion, honestly. And I drive up and down the freeway. I go up north and down south a lot, and I see them stopping at travel stops, you know, and they unload these people off the bus, and these people have new clothing, ATM cards. They got money. They don't speak English at all, and it's hundreds. It's a lot more. It's way more.
Wow. Wow. Thank you for calling in, sir. I really do appreciate you. Again, if you want to join the conversation, simply go to timetofreeamerica.com. You can find my phone number there. You can request to join the conversation by texting the number 918-851-0102. And if you're listening to today's show and you don't hate yourself, buy something from InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. We look at the next sign, the next prophetic sign, the Bible. Again, 27% of the Bible is prophetic. 73% of the Bible is historical, and I'm telling you, I really do sincerely believe we are living through the fulfillment of the prophetic aspects of the Bible. So the Bible, Genesis chapter 6, verse 4 through 6, it told us that the fallen angels were mating with humans before the flood. Matthew chapter 24, verse 37 tells us that it'll be like as in the days of Noah before the return of Christ. So Yuval Noah Harari is now saying, and I'm not saying this, he's saying that he wants to upgrade humans into gods. This is Yuval Noah Harari. He's talking about upgrading humans into gods, folks. Watch this. Here we go.
In the previous lessons, we've surveyed the history of Homo sapiens from the cognitive revolution 70,000 years ago up to the present day. In the last lesson of the course, I want to take a look at the potential future of Homo sapiens.
And he's working on this thing called the Gilgamesh Project when Barack Obama found him. Yuval Noah Harari was working on this thing called the Gilgamesh Project when Barack Obama found him. Now listen to what this project does and what he's all about, Yuval Noah Harari.
What does a world look like when it is dominated by super intelligent but non-conscious algorithms?
Sapiens, and it's written by Professor Yuval Noah Harari. And I found the book because it was recommended on a book list by Bill Gates and later Barack Obama as one of the most influential books that both of them had read within the last 10 years. So if it was good enough for them, I had to check it out. And it absolutely blew my mind.
We are in the process of acquiring divine abilities, of turning us in ourselves into gods. And I mean this in the most literal sense possible. It's not a metaphor.
I really sincerely believe you're helping our group get focused on what are the possibilities.
Think about this. This guy is talking about upgrading humans into gods. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. This is what he's talking about, Yuval Noah Harari. So during the break, folks, get those tickets for the Reawaken America tour. Go to timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And make sure you support the InfoWars Nation today by buying anything you can at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com, and text me proof of purchase for a chance to win a backstage pass for the Reawaken America Tour in Selma, North Carolina. Stay tuned.
And people are listening to me are like, well, I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe in the devil either. Oh, no, you've been captured. Because if you don't believe in Jesus or you don't believe in the devil, is the devil telling you that? There's a blindfold. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 4:4 that the devil, that's the god of this world, has put a veil over people so that they don't see the light of the gospel. So, like, one day I'm just crying out and praying for the nation because, like I said, my main job in this world is an intercessor for the nations, and then my side hustle is being a doctor and a businesswoman. I can't believe that in 2024, you're still in a position where you can get a serious disease from COVID, end up with COVID lung symptoms, and possibly die. So please, please, just listen to me. Go on drstellamd.com, do a telemedicine appointment, get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet today. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. For people right now, for a family, if you want to like build defense for your family, is to get Covivites, to get the Pox defense. And if you have children, get the Immunovites for children because it has zinc, it has elderberry. So this is what we're calling right now the Trifecta Family Pack. So you get the immune defense for your family. You get your defense against pox. You get defense against, build your immunity against COVID, against bird flu and dengue and all these other RNA viruses. So my advice, please listen to me. Go on our website, drstellamd.com. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount. We put this together to help you, but I just want you to get it. Get it in your head that we are at a time when they want to destroy humanity. And because they're going to try to destroy humanity, we have to be prepared. Only those that are paranoid, that are prepared, would survive. So that is my pledge, and that is what we do. Your pledge is to make sure that you prepare you and your family. And of course, if you go on our website, if you use promo code Alex, you're going to get a discount.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.